This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Regulators are opening up a year-long investigation into whether U.S. tech companies are violating EU antitrust standards. At issue is whether U.S. e-commerce giants are making it harder for European consumers to buy goods from companies in other EU countries, Marketplace's Nova Safo explains.
Here's a scenario. A French tourist visits Italy and buys a pair of shoes while he's there.
Why is it that when he comes home and they're worn out and he wants a new pair, that he cannot go online and buy them from France?
That's Margrethe Vestager, the European Commission antitrust chief, speaking at a conference in Berlin. She wants to investigate why cross-border purchases make up only 15% of the EU's online sales. And she has a theory.
Often it is companies themselves that undermine cross-border trade by erecting technical barriers.
Like geo-blocking, where a French credit card, let's say, can't be used on an Italian website. Ricardo Cardozo with the European Commission says the investigation is aimed at a broader goal.
So there is an overarching ambition of the Commission to make sure that we have a single market in online in general.
A single market, says Cardozo, without country borders, so European online companies can better compete with American web giants. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.